A story to start the day that kind of goes along with what we were doing yesterday with the metamodel. And let's see, it was written in an NLP book, and I don't remember one that Bandler and Grinder sometime wrote, and it's called Precision. And the story is about a merchant who had in Canton province of China, which is where I go to work regularly, he had a merchant fleet. And he was known far and wide for being able to hire just the right person for the jobs within his company. And he was thinking of retiring and turning the company over to a new manager. So he was in the business of doing what he considered job interviews to find someone that could replace him and keep his legacy going. And he did a very interesting thing as a job interview. Candidates were invited into a big room, and he would bring them over to a door that was one part of the room with a tapestry hung over it. And he would pull the tapestry back, and that revealed a beautiful bronze door inlaid with silver into the wall with a huge chain and padlock hanging on it. And he would say to the candidate that he was interviewing, "Behind this door lies my treasure chest, a lot of the wealth that I have accumulated in the world. Your task is to get access to that wealth." And then he would lead them over to a table on which was a Chinese box. And he said, "In this Chinese box are objects that could be of assistance to you in gaining access to my wealth. The only way to it is through this door. You will be timed, and I'll let you know when the time is up." And then he would go sit in a corner and observe what the candidates do to try to get into his wealth. Well, they fell in two categories, the people that came in to be interviewed. There was one category of people that would go over to the table, open the Chinese box, and dump all the contents out so that they had a heap on the table of everything that had been inside the Chinese box, which had other little boxes within it. It was things like keys and candles and light matches and things like that. And then they would proceed to gather it all up in their arms and take it over and drop it next to the door and look at the door and begin playing with the keys, because there were several keys that had been within the Chinese box, attempting to get the padlock to open on the door. And after they had tried three or four keys and he could tell they were getting frustrated, he would come over and announce the time was up. Depending on how they took the news, whether they were able to maintain their state and their composure, he might offered them a job as a trader in his company. The second class of candidates would come over, look at the box after he had gone over and sat down, open the first box methodically, see what was inside. If it didn't seem to be keys, they would take that out. They would go on to the next box. So very methodically, they would go one box at a time until they came to the first key. Then they would take that key over to the door, attempt the padlock. When that didn't work, they would come back and continue opening boxes one at a time, trying the keys. And after a period of time, he would announce their time was up. And depending on how they took the news, this person might be offered a job within the firm as an accountant. Well, he was just about to give up when a young man came in that he immediately noticed was different. Because as he was talking with this young man about the door and the boxes, he noticed he had a presence about him. He attended to the merchant, but he also seemed to be taking in all the surroundings in the room, what that was there. And after the instructions had been given, he went over to the table and he stood for a minute as if he was repeating the instructions he had heard. And then he picked up the whole table with the box on it, took it over to the door. And before he opened anything in the box, he carefully examined the door. He took his hand and he went all around the edges, looking at it, looking at the padlock, and then with a smile on his face, he leaned his shoulder into the door and pushed. And the door immediately opened. The padlock had nothing to do with the door. None of the keys fit that padlock. Well, when that door opened, it revealed a beautiful wrought iron door with a lock that was definitely in the door that needed a key to open it. So at that point, he began looking for keys in the Chinese box. And he also found a candle and a match. So he lit the candle with the match, went over to the wrought iron door, and carefully used one of the keys, which fit. And as the door opened and he used the candle, all he could see was a couple of strange eyes looking at him from within this darkness that was behind the wrought iron door. Well, he quickly closed the wrought iron door and stood, looked around the room, and quickly went over to a corner where he had noticed before, when he was there, a long knife. He picked up that knife, brought it back over with the candle and the light and the key, opened the wrought iron door one more time, thrust the candle, the lighted candle in, and then as he looked with this sword in his hand, he noticed it was a cobra in a cage, and the door was propped open. So when he realized that's the case, he used the knife to quickly close the latch on the door where the cobra had been sitting, and took his candle, his lighted candle, to look around and see what else was there now that the cobra was safely inside the cage. And he saw the wealth of the merchant, silks and jewels and incense and all those kinds of things that might have been accumulated. Well, he was aware that the merchant had followed him into the room. And with a big smile on his face, he took the handle of the sword and handed it to the merchant and said, "I no longer need this. The task has been accomplished." Well, the merchant had found his replacement. And it was because this person had the ability to notice and be very specific about the way he went about the task of the job interview. So I think that just points out, I think this was in one of the books that had the meta model in it, as a way of pointing out that precision makes a big difference in what you might get. Precision.
Sorry.
Yeah. And it doesn't say which book it came out of. I don't remember. I got it a long time ago.